This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, we look at a man who stayed on track when everything fell apart. Our passage is 1 Samuel, chapters 13 through 15. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A popular book on the market today is titled, When All You've Ever Wanted Isn't Enough. And that could easily be the title of today's passage. The people of Israel thought that when they had a king like all the other nations, they would appear great and grand in the eyes of the pagans around them, but it wasn't true. In fact, it turned out to be just the opposite. We see a clear symptom of the problem in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 8, when Saul refused to wait for Samuel the priest and offered the burnt offering himself. The only thing Saul did was offer a sacrifice without Samuel, but it signified something far deeper than just a minor mistake. It signaled a pride welling up in his soul that said, "So what? So I'm not a prophet or a priest, but I am a king. And because I am king, I can do anything." Later events show us that Saul continued along this path of independence until Samuel confronted him with these words, "You have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you as king over Israel." Saul fell into the sin of pride. He flaunted himself above the word of God, and his kingdom was taken from him. In the midst of all this bad news, the good news is the response of Samuel. Early on, when the people were clamoring for a king and making some very poor choices, Samuel said, "Far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you, and I will teach you the way that is good and right." After God rejected Saul as king, Saul mourned for him. There was no attitude of superiority, no flippant, "I told you so." The sin of others will always bring grief to the soul of a person who is walking with God. But when everything was falling apart, Samuel continued to pray and do the right thing. And God honored him for it. The Lord wasn't through with Samuel or the nation of Israel. Great things were ahead, and because Samuel kept in step with God, he would be part of it all. With whom do you identify in this passage? With Saul, needing to turn back to God in humble repentance? Or with Samuel, pressing on in faith, despite the unbelief of others? I don't know what decision you need to make today, but you do. May God help you follow Him with all your heart. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with the Lord has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you in establishing a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigators Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. If the taller man wins the election, do we have a problem? Find out on tomorrow's Daily Discipleship.